Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the biggest selling song from a bunch of great Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, The Four Tops, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Jimmy Ruffin, his brother David Ruffin, Brenda Holloway, and Jermaine Jackson. Well, first up this half hour, the biggest selling song from Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Endless Love, right here on Motown Memories.
There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Thank you.
Four Tops, a great song, I Can't Help Myself, number one from 1965, the Four Tops' biggest selling song. And we started with Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Endless Love, number one from 1981, and that was their biggest selling song. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artist's biggest selling song. Well, coming up, a smash hit from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, one of their best ever, and the Tears of a Clown. Well, interestingly enough, Stevie Wonder and his producer Hank Cosby wrote the music for the song, and Cosby produced the instrumental track recording. Stevie Wonder brought the instrumental track to the 1966 Motown Christmas party because he could not come up with a lyric to fit the instrumentation that they had done. Stevie wanted to see what Smokey Robinson could come up with for the track. Well, Smokey, who remarked that the song's distinctive calliope motif sounded like a circus, provided lyrics that reflected his vision and sang lead vocal for the song. Well, The Tears of a Clown was an album track on Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' 1967 album called Make It Happen, but it was not released as a single. Well, in 1969, Smokey Robinson had tired of constantly touring with the Miracles, and he wanted to remain home in Detroit, Michigan with his wife Claudette and their two children. Well, in 1970, to capitalize on the Miracles' success in the UK, and due to a lack of new material from the group, Motown selected The Tears of a Clown from the group's catalog for a single release. Well, it became number one in the UK, and it quickly became number one in the United States. Well, here is Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, right here on Motown.
Land of broken dreams, of love grow all around. But for me, they come a tumbling down. Every day, heartaches grow a little stronger. I can't stand this pain much longer. I walk in shadows, searching.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
I'm gonna walk away.
David Ruffin with his biggest selling song, Walk Away From Love, and they reached number 9 in the United States pop charts from 1975. Before that, his brother Jimmy Ruffin and What's Becomes of the Broken Hearted. They reached number 7 from 1966, and that was Jimmy's first top 40 song. And we start with Smokey Robinson, The Miracles and The Tears of a Clown, number 1 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we'll be featuring the top-selling song from a bunch of great Motown artists. Well, coming up, Brenda Holloway and her biggest-selling song, Every Little Bit Hurts, right here on Motown.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't. Coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love isn't strong for you. I do wrong for you. I can't take this loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away. You're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me. Come back to me.
Jermaine Jackson with his biggest selling song, Let's Get Serious. And then reached number 9 in the United States Pop Charts from 1980. And we start with Brenda Holloway, Every Little Bit Hurts, her first top 40 song, reaching number 13 from 1964, and her biggest selling song. Well, this hour, we feature some great Motown artists and their biggest selling song. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.